Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast discussing what's next for Microsoft after its Activision Blizzard acquisition has been turned down by the UK in dramatic fashion today. I don't think any of us were expecting it. Joining me to talk about this, it's Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips, and we're recording this in the afternoon after the announcement that Microsoft, yes, has been blocked from finalizing its big Activision Blizzard deal, which would see it own Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush. It would open the door to mobile apps. It would secure a massive franchise in Call of Duty for its platform to deal with however it wanted. And it was the issues that the UK regulator, the Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, had with the impact on cloud gaming that ultimately tripped the deal up. And we'll get into why, but Microsoft has already talked about an appeal and said that it's going to not give up, and this isn't the end of the road, but it's a massive, massive blow. And I'll hand it over to you guys. I don't think any of us were expecting it, right?
No. And I was thinking about it, you know, whenever we've done this kind of general story before, and you've always asked us, like, do you want the deal to go through? And I've always been like, well, you know, I'm not really that fussed. Turns out I'm fussed. I was really like, what? I was so invested. When I heard the news, I was like, no, I'm not casual. Like, I was really expecting this to go through, and I'm so surprised it hasn't from the CMA.
Yeah, we had the provisional findings from the CMA a few weeks ago, which said that there was no problem in terms of console and games, but they still had a slight issue, or seemingly slight issue, with cloud gaming. And I think a lot of people presumed, okay, well, that's the big hurdle that they're over. Yeah. So they'll just, you know, tick off cloud gaming and we'll move on. And yet actually that is what this is all pinned on, which I think has really surprised a lot of people.
The cloud aspect definitely, I wouldn't say it threw me, but yeah, I was not expecting it to be such an issue that it would cause this entire thing to be told no by the CMA.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the CMA just speak in very plain terms that they are really concerned that Microsoft has this already massive advantage that it owns 60 to 70% of, or controls 60 to 70% of the game streaming market at the moment. It has things like the ability to put it in Game Pass, the fact that it owns Windows as the PC, you know, globally dominant operating system to slot it in there, and it has the Azure cloud computing network, all of which make Microsoft a pretty unstoppable force when it comes to streaming. And they have decided to take a really strong stance that this is still a fledgling market, and they do not want to see a company like Microsoft, already with a huge competitive edge, get even more of a advantage, causing less competition, and other people just basically have no chance of catching them up. But even so, I mean, it's still a huge surprise, and it's sort of a surprise that this is what it's come down to, rather than all of the hot air about Call of Duty, which ultimately never didn't in the end turn out to be the sticking point.
I was going to sort of put some of that on Sony, because I think Sony have really pushed that agenda about Call of Duty, and that's what publicly so much of this has focused on. And I wonder, maybe behind closed doors, has there been a bit more discussion about cloud gaming that maybe just hasn't come out? Or it's just, you know, what's happened with them, and then what's happened publicly, has there been a bit of a discrepancy there as to why we're all so surprised?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've always fixated on the Call of Duty side of things whenever we have discussed it. Cloud gaming didn't really come up on my agenda at all whenever it's become up, you know, for discussions amongst ourselves.
As we said, Microsoft is going to appeal, and Activision Blizzard, which similarly wants to be acquired by Microsoft, it's not a hostile takeover or anything in that way, they've said that this is just, it's not the end, right? Ed, you did a story today with some comments from controversial boss Bobby Kotick.
Yes, controversial boss Bobby Kotick. Yeah, he had an email out to staff, which was published publicly. And yeah, essentially said that this isn't the news that we wanted, but it's far from the final word on this deal. So they still believe that there's a chance it could go through. They being Activision Blizzard and Bobby himself. And they will be contesting it along with Microsoft. Interestingly, quite a big chunk of the email was around the UK's tech market and trying to explain how this merger will be beneficial to the UK specifically, which I'm not entirely sure I understand considering these are big American corporations. He basically said, at a time when the fields of machine learning and artificial intelligence are thriving, we know the UK market would benefit from Microsoft's bench strength in both domains, as well as our ability to put those technologies to use immediately. That mirrored a similar statement from Lulu Cheng Mazervi, who is the EVP of Corporate Affairs at Activision Blizzard, who was tweeting her opinions, who also said that it was a major setback for the UK's ambitions to be a tech hub. This report is also a disservice to UK citizens who face increasingly dire economic prospects, and we will need to reassess our growth, which just seems a bit bizarre, if I'm honest.
It's very strongly worded stuff, and it's Activision, yeah. I'll be blunt, throwing its toys out of the pram because you know, the UK has said no. And that statement is very similar to the one which we had from a Activision Blizzard spokesperson, where they say, we will reassess our growth plans for the UK. Global innovators, large and small, will take note that despite all of its rhetoric, the UK is clearly closed for business. They are very upset with the UK at the moment.
They're throwing a strop.
And the suggestion is that the UK will somehow suffer because of, they're going to, they're not going to stop selling Call of Duty here because that would be ridiculous. But they're certainly suggesting that if the UK continues to rule with such an approach on mergers and acquisitions, that other companies are going to take their business elsewhere. So Microsoft has said that it's going to appeal. And actually, I think before we get onto that, it's worth talking about some of the stuff that the CMA highlighted, because I think it in turn highlights how difficult it may be for Microsoft to appeal. So the CMA looked at the potential benefit of Game Pass and weighed that up with what it saw as the risks from this, and also what Microsoft had done to address some of the concerns that the CMA had, because of course this has been a long process, and Microsoft over the process has been able to submit its own sort of mitigating factors, what it wants to do to try and soothe over the CMA as much as possible, obviously not enough. And that's why we've seen some of those 10-year deals with various other companies being thrown around, and you know, the promises that they were going to behave with PlayStation and put Call of Duty on GeForce Now. And the CMA has taken all of that into consideration and said, nope, still not enough. And that blocking the deal was simply the easiest option for them, because they couldn't prophesize what might happen 10 years down the road with the still very fledgling cloud gaming market. So they've said, we're going to block it, which it seems a very hardline approach. And I wonder, maybe, I published a story this afternoon on what might happen next. And I wondered, writing that, if that potentially is Microsoft's defense, that the CMA says it itself, it's basically gone for the safest possible option. which is also the easiest possible option. But have they just gone with an option that they think, well, this is the quickest thing for us to do to sort this out without wanting to get into the granularity of it? But maybe they should. Maybe Microsoft can say, we want you to get into the granularity of it. It's not your job to say, we'll block this just in case, because this is the easiest thing to do. It's your job to go into the granularities of it and continue to rule where appropriate. I don't know.
I can't imagine the CMA taking that easy. I don't think this is necessarily an easy route. I don't doubt that the CMA has done their job or its job. And so it can be appealed, but I can't see an appeal going through. I feel that this is quite a definitive decision from the CMA, personally. You know, I think they have been quite clear on what they've laid out and why they have said no to the deal. And I can't see an extra few months of, I don't know how long these things take. I can't see an extended period of time of trying to appeal, changing decisions they have made.
I think, as you said, Tom, cloud gaming is still fairly new. It's definitely growing massively at the moment, and is, you know, in 10 years time, yes, could be huge once the technology is all there. And I'm not sure if this is the CMA showing foresight and sort of future-proofing, or if, like you say, this is just an easy way out, or is this an excuse, or you know, how much do they know and care about that versus actually thinking, look, let's future-proof what we're doing right now for other companies as well.
Well, the appeals process, I think the one thing we know is that none of this is going to be wound up anytime soon now, and the appeals process is long. I spoke earlier with games industry analyst Piers Harding-Rolls, and he said that straightforward cases are aimed to be dealt with within 9 months. I don't know if this does count for a straightforward case.
That's a lot longer than I was expecting you to say. I thought maybe another year, but I can't imagine this being straightforward because of the huge scale of the deal.
And the very hardline approach, I think, that they've taken to it. It's difficult to see them U-turning on it.
What does this mean then for the July, I believe it's July, the July deadline? For Microsoft, because they have to hand over fees to Activision Blizzard.
Oh yeah, of course, I forgot about that.
That's right, yeah. I have been trying to find more information on that, and it's very much up in the air. So can Microsoft and Activision just renegotiate the terms of the deal? Does Microsoft have to hand over money in July if they don't sort the deal out by then, which it looks like they won't. Ultimately, does it matter to Microsoft? Because, you know, you're handing money. If you still believe that you're going to own Activision Blizzard one day, you're basically handing money to yourself, except it's yourself in the future. I think that by July, we will have heard definitively, I hope, from the other two main regulators involved in this process. And if both of them come back with good news for Microsoft, then it may be a lot easier for them to sort of say, we'll continue to fight because we've got the FTC in America and the European Commission in the EU behind us. And just a reminder, we're expecting to hear from both of those in the next few months. The statutory deadline for the European Commission is the 22nd of May, and they're trying to wrap up the FTC stuff soon.
Do you think either, I don't know how this works, but do you think either the FTC or the European one, can't remember their name, will they
European
be
Commission.
European Commission, thank you. Will either of those bodies be, do you think that this decision by the CMA will potentially make the FTC less or more inclined one way or the other? Or like, do you think this will have an influence on them?
I would have said that if you're looking over the pond and seeing what the UK is doing as an indicator for the general feeling around this deal, then it's not going to help Microsoft. At the same time, this is quite a specific issue. And the fact that the CMA has previously and again today in its documentation said that ultimately it didn't find any weight in the gaming stuff. I mean, that could help Microsoft because there are concerns there. It's really difficult to know because the CMA was always seen as the hardest hurdle, and that the European Commission had, it felt like, been won over. There were some reports, I think Reuters published one recently based on sources that said that the European Commission would probably approve it, but this throws all of that up in the air. You know, do they want to be seen as the soft ones, or do they jump? Do they want to jump on the bandwagon?
The soft ones.
I guess when they announced the link up with Nintendo and the others, that was all done in Europe as well, which sort of seemed like they were courting the European Commission a little bit, which I think put everyone into a positive frame of mind of, okay, well, it seems like they're making these announcements while in Europe. Is that winning them over? And now this kind of just unravels everything, I think.
So, and the final word on the process for Microsoft now, speaking to Piers Harding-Rolls earlier, he said to me that the CMA wins a significant majority of the appeals that are made. So this is going to be very difficult. And if Microsoft wins, the case simply returns to the CMA for review. So they could win an appeal for the case to be reconsidered, and the CMA could still come back and say, we haven't changed our minds.
What, you know, obviously you mentioned about the fact that Microsoft has been making these 10-year deals with like E and Nintendo, et cetera, et cetera. Did they not go, there were two cloud streaming ones that they also made a deal with relatively recently. Do you think that that was actually a mistake in hindsight now that cloud gaming has been what stripped them?
I think that those deals just weren't cast iron enough for the CMA. And what it said in its documentation is that there's too much wiggle room. It's too unpredictable. The market is too young. They don't know what it's going to look like in 10 years. And I think that's fair to say. None of us do. And they don't want to have to keep an eye on it. They want the matter dealt with, and they want to be decisive about it. And these deals, because it's unpredictable and because, you know, they don't know how the market's going to evolve, they don't know how these companies are going to evolve, they're going to need constant checking. And that decision is, it's just not something that the CMA wants to deal with. Should it be dealing with it? I think that maybe is the avenue for Microsoft to say, look, it's not good enough that you've just said no. It's your job to look at this stuff, and you can't just put it in a box and throw it away. This is something that's going to always be around for you to have to look at, and throwing it away is not the option, or hiding it away, I should say.
Yeah, I guess this should be the start of regulation to prepare for the next 10 years, not we don't want to touch it, sorry.
Yeah.
Can't touch this. Do.
Well, we're not going to solve this today, for sure, and neither will Microsoft. Yeah, I think it's the start of another long process, and we'll be talking about this. Whether you love it or loathe it, we'll be talking about it for a long time to come. Maybe just to wrap up then, I think the question of the day is, do we think Microsoft's appeal can be successful?
Who's going first?
I will say no, because I think of the comments that you mentioned, Tom, about, you know, the CMA tends to win a lot of these appeals. There's obviously a precedence for that. I think that it's going to take more for Microsoft to come up with some changes in order for this to continue, I think. So I think the CMA will win out on this.
I pretty much agree with exactly what you said. I think the CMA will be firm in what they have decided, and I think they will win out again in the end. And this is, yeah, I don't see any appeal making.
I'm
going to
play devil's advocate. Sorry,
I talked. No. You carry on. I was just saying. What Ed said.
Well, it's 2v1, so I think you can draw your own conclusions. But for just to say something different, I am going to say that Microsoft does have a chance. I think that it's going to be difficult. I think if they argue that the CMA has not done its job by hiding essentially the issue away rather than keeping an eye on it, it might be successful with that. And I also think that, yes, Call of Duty is a massive, massive franchise, but this is not going to be the end of acquisitions. Indeed, like, acquisitions happen all the time, and Microsoft will continue to buy companies. Can they say, look, yes, Call of Duty is big, and yes, this is a massive deal, but what you're essentially saying to us is that we can't buy any big company of importance or value if you think that cloud streaming, which, yes, we have a big part in, is going to be an issue. Do they have an argument there where they can say, well, look, like, this is this argument that we shouldn't be able to do this or that because we happen to have really good cloud streaming stuff already, that's just too prohibitive, you know, like, that's oversight, that's overreaching, sorry, what you're allowed to tell us not to do. I don't know. I love the drama.
I guess as well, the longer this goes on, which it will now go on even longer, it's going to prevent other companies from also considering any other acquisitions. I mean, I guess Sony actually acquired a studio quite recently, but like, that there aren't going to be any other big mergers or moves at this point until this is resolved.
Like, so, when Sony go for Square Enix, which I still think will happen.
Well, so I feel like the industry is sort of almost on standby a little bit in terms of that business area. Until this is resolved, and it's just going to keep dragging on.
Microsoft certainly can't buy anyone else, and I think everyone's just going to hold their breath and see what happens. Exciting stuff. Thanks, everyone. It's not going to be solved by the next time we speak, but we'll see you again soon. Until then, Ed, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at @Ed_Knights.
I'm Victoria.
I am Lil Chop Shop Gal.
And I'm @TomPhillipsEG. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
See you then.